A light hits the gloom on the gray.
Hi there, listeners. Thank you for coming back, or thank you for joining us for the first time. This is Roses and Brosifs, where we watch The Bachelor with most, if not all of you, and we talk about it. So, house announcements before we get started. We're almost done moving. We have a pre-4th of July party this weekend because we're going to beat America to celebrating.
Yeah.
We're going to do it first.
Exactly.
And that's really it for the time being. Apparently tomorrow there is a Good Morning America special of some sort, so I will try to catch that if I can. Other than that, we will get right into the episode. So we are still in Riga, and Hannah, who is wearing a leather outer coat, denim jacket, and a brown scarf, goes to the church that the producers took Luke to. Do you think that they have some sort of tourism agreement with this church where they're like, you gotta expose us as much as possible?
I don't know if it's like, if it's so much as that as it is, they're just, that's what it's the location they have available, and somebody was like, yeah, we can like be sure to have this thing cleared out this time.
There's like kids running around in there and they're just like trying to film.
Well, I imagine there's a bunch of old people praying in there and stuff.
True.
There's gonna be at least one.
At least one, always.
Yeah.
So she's in the church the producers keep taking Luke to. She says she wants to find love and be romanced. And she talks about how the last ceremony was really frustrating when we all know the reason why it was frustrating and he's still in the house and he has a name. It's Luke.
The Luke P.
The Luke P saga continues.
Yeah.
So Luke has the nerve to speak up and say that he was frustrated, and Tyler cuts him off and kind of says what we're all thinking, and he's like, no, pretty much everyone in the house feels that way about you.
Yep.
I'm glad that he actually said something, because usually they just like dart around and they don't confront each other. So the date card is brought by... Mike reads it, and it is Garrett's name for a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a boring one-on-one. We notice there's a lot of royal blue in the vases? Vases?
Yeah. And the plural of vase.
The plural of vase. Sorry. And, Garrett meets Hannah in the woods, which... That seems like a fun date. Like, I would want to walk around in the woods.
Yeah. I mean, like, what did she say? It's like, here's this moment to build trust or something? Or...
Yeah, she builds it up and she's like, okay, we're going to use this to build trust. And then she's like, oh, look, a cable car. As if she didn't know that that was going to happen.
Right.
And we find out that...
Some people plummet from that naked, but it turns out they're tethered to it, so, you know, they don't just go crashing into the rocks below.
They don't just commit a double suicide on national television. Yeah, they didn't do
that, which I was hoping for, but, you know, they're not going to allow that, so.
Yeah, not in 2019. Give it a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, isn't that scary? I feel like in a dystopic future, like, people will... That's a weird thing. That's
We're not gonna get that bad.
I don't know. Maybe.
But probably not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully okay. Not. So they were bungee jumping at their will, and this reminds me of like couples who get joint bidets, that like it's two next to each other, or they have their names.
Does it exist?
I think so.
Okay.
Tom and Christina talked about it, and I think they have their names tattooed on each other, or they have joint Facebook accounts. Like this is. No, we're not. This is not something we would Groupon or do voluntarily.
No, thanks. No.
Not even with a gun to my head. I would just... No. Okay. No. So then this naked couple just nakedly goes up to greet Hannah and Garrett, which I kind of feel bad for them because you're not, like, asking on any given day to just have to have a conversation with two naked people.
Other European.
Yeah, that's true. But still, like... Like, at least a warning, like, I don't know. You don't know what either of them, but just weird. I don't think that was cool.
I thought it was supposed to, like, elicit a response, and it kind of did. But then they eventually just, like, as it should be. It's like you're gonna go, oh shit, naked people, and then afterwards you should be like, oh whatever, those people are naked.
Like, my mind immediately went to like, what if, like they wouldn't, but like what if it's like two gay dudes, just like
that would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been hilarious. But
they would not. They wouldn't do that. And then I noticed that this couple looks like ABC creepily walked through the streets of Latvia and was like, that couple's good looking.
You, how would you like to make some money?
How would you like to make some money? Because they were not like your, if you threw a bunch of couples into a lottery ball and pulled a ball out, like that's not the average two people who are walking around.
I don't know. I mean, it could be different in Europe, but at the same time, I'm doubting this.
I'm doubting it, yeah. It was just, it was really staged and weird. So they, I just know that the show is weird. So they end up doing that themselves, and I'm all for it, for getting over her fear. I just know it's going to cause drama in the house.
Yeah.
And this is also the most nudity I think we've seen on this show. A lot of black bar.
One big black bar.
Of disappointment.
Yeah.
Where is Garrett's boner?
I was wondering that. Because he seems like a guy that just pop one. Like, just because he's like, he saw a pair of titties.
When they panned out after she did end up taking her bra off, I was like, he probably already has one. And the people who are skin, like, inches away from them in this lift, I'm sure they do this every day. But, like, I can't imagine if they were like, hey, you want to do this job with us? And I go, and it's just like, harnessing naked people. Oh, man.
That's right. You are harnessing naked people because they don't fucking know what to do.
No, they don't know how to. Just put this
somebody's
in between.
Dick is going to be in your face.
There's
going to
be belt
like
buckles
three
and
times
crotches.
A day.
I hope they have Lysol wipes in there. Even though they don't. And Garrett is not a good kisser. Someone throws Hannah's bra into the cold river from the cable car, and I laughed so hard because this was like some loiter squad shit. It wasn't her, it was someone in the cable car.
Oh, they're just like, fuck that.
Just threw it down. And you know what? I don't think it was her because they showed it while she and, what's his face, were in their robes by the fire.
Yeah, used car salesman.
The used car salesman. And her outfit when they go to the night date is like this pink furry wall jacket. It's like 50s. My aunt has some cocaine. I'll go get some from her.
Yeah, I'd say like 60s, late 60s, early 70s, coke aunt.
Yeah, coke aunt.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton's gynecologist. Her overcoat, oh, sorry, Garrett's overcoat was shitty, but he had this lavender blue rib jacket that we did not know we were going to see four times in some capacity throughout this episode.
That's right.
We saw it a lot. So they talk about being essentially the first two to see each other naked, which I seriously, this does happen on the seasons, and usually it's when they're in a tropical place, like on Ben, no, I'm not gonna remember that guy's name. There was skinny dipping on multiple seasons, but they were not very recent. Oh. And I know none of the guys are going to be cool with this, like I said, especially Luke, Tyler, Peter, in that order. I think every episode, I'm like, we can just have them finish this, and that's not a guess at any point. Garrett might get a rose and stay this time, but he's here how much longer? Maybe like a week max.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And you notice, like, he's giving her those weird, expectant eyes.
Yeah, that was totally just, like, some, like, overconfidence, like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he's trying to do that, he was, like, really just, like, heavy on that, and it came off as just overconfidence, which completely always usually leads to failure.
Yes, like flying too close to the sun. That right. Story always makes me laugh, and I feel kind of bad about it, but it's just funny.
It's just a fable.
Fables are kind of funny, though. There's a reason. Okay, they go back to the house where the guys are sitting around talking about why they haven't had one-on-ones, and this is Dustin and I think, I don't know, just the guys who haven't had the one. We're like, if you haven't had a one-on-one, it's probably for a reason at this point.
Dylan.
Dylan, yes.
Dustin and Dylan.
the two guys who go home. And the group date card is read by Tyler, and it has Mike, Jed, Tyler, Dustin, Luke, Connor, and Dylan on it. So that means Peter is going on the one-on-one. Baby Peter.
13-year-old Peter.
He's 13. And we just get back to this boring date where Garrett is talking only about himself and football. And Hannah somehow just tolerates this, gives him the rose. Hannah and her Forrest Gump dialogue.
Yeah. Jeez.
I couldn't stop noticing it, like, throughout the episode.
Yeah, I mean, if you just take what she says and put it in Tom Hanks' Forrest Gump voice, it totally sounds exactly like something that Forrest Gump would have said in the movie.
The cadence.
Yeah, he's like, I'm smiling so big. And she said that, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Box of flip-flops. They dance in front of a street musician, which I think is kind of cute, because there's nobody around staring upwards at them while they have to pull their dress down this time. Super uncomfortable when they do that. And then we get back to the house. Garrett lies to the guys and says that he and Hannah decided to bungee jump naked when we know the producers thought that that would be a good idea.
Yeah,
and obviously. The guys ask Garrett, well, what happened? He tells them kind of like one by one, and the guys' faces drop. Mike just does a smart thing and changes the subject from them being naked, and he's like, oh, cool, how was it? And Luke's face goes from just, like, psycho to worse.
He just had a complete and, like, utter existential crisis. He didn't know what was going on anymore. His world was, like slowly fragmenting into little pieces, and then turning into some fractal spiral of, like, inside his corneas. Oh, it's weird.
It's like when you're about to die in Tomb Raider and the whole screen is red and you can't see anything, and then you just die. Like, that's probably what his vision does.
Yeah.
And then everything else around becomes like, and he's just like staring ahead like a crazy person.
Yeah, he did not like that in any way whatsoever, and it's a little ridiculous because everybody was just like, oh, that's crazy. And they kind of just shrugged while Luke went red.
I mean, I know some of them were upset, but they all handled it the best way they could. They were like, you know what? This is the format of the show. Like, if it's not happening now, it's going to happen in a few weeks anyway.
Yep.
And it'll be more than that.
There's going to be dicks all in our mouth.
Probably. Luke says, who would want to be naked with that guy, referencing Garrett? And for the first time in this, the first and only and last time, I actually agree with Luke on something.
Yeah.
Hannah has on a peach and two white ensemble for the group date with some teardrop earrings. Mike is the first to run up to her and spin her around. I think it'd be really funny if one day they just walk up and, like, dap her. They're like, what's up? Like a fist bump.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Or they do the bro hug and just, like, pull her, like, pat her back.
Yeah.
What up, squad?
Yeah.
They give the group some moonshine at this, like, liquor tour place. And then there's just a brief shot of Hannah not even bothering to chew or bite a pickle. It's just shoved into her mouth. And we see a few guys looking at her like, okay.
They have the oh my god
oh no, and then she's gonna eat me. Dustin. Yeah, there's too many similar names. He eats the fish head, and that's how we know he's going home.
Oh yeah,
because you know what's funny, Hannah was the bug eater on Colton's season, believe it or not, and she went home, so it's all coming full circle. Tyler does a smart thing, and he gets her flowers, which I thought was super cute. She seemed to think that was cute, too, and the rest of the guys are like, damn it, he's too good at this. They dance in a square. It looks fun, and they have an arm wrestling contest. Tyler beats Dylan. There we go.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They are definitely drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Mike drunkenly picks her up. And you can tell because his face is like, he just picks her up. And I'm like, put her down. Like, you guys need to leave this woman on the earth. Seriously.
I don't know if you noticed, but, like, in the corner of that that time, whenever he, like, picks her up, Dylan, like, kind of reaches out like he's going to hug her or something. He's like, And, like, kind of just, like, it just
fades
falls
away.
Yeah, falls flat. And he's just like,
I'm
then,
glad like, you noticed that.
Kind of just moves
that.
A little bit out of the way. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're good at noticing those things. That's awesome. They get on the trolley, and Hannah is, like, drunkenly out of breath, explaining the bungee jumping and, you know, nude beaches, which is cool. Like, I think that if she wants to do those things, that's awesome. It's just that, like, Luke is being extremely judgmental about it. And then they go back to this church again. Like, this church is chicken church. And
wait, well, that's not church is chicken church.
It's not, but they might, like, it might as well be their sponsor, like Church is Chicken is for the, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that was a Gothic Catholic church, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Still.
That architecture, I was like, oh shit. Like,
they could have chicken in the back, though. Wouldn't that be cool?
Churches with churches.
Churches with churches. So they're at this church again in a weird prayer circle where, like, these guys are competing with each other, have to hold hands after this awkward talk. And I'm just like, why are they here? I think production ran out of things for them to do that day.
Well, they're talking about nakedness, and I'm guessing that it's just sinful.
It's sinful.
So sinful.
You can't talk about being naked in Latvia, even so though sinful. We are naked.
Well, they're God-fearing people, so, you know, they gotta go to church and...
Yeah, they go pray after they bungee jump naked.
And pray after they just thought of those sinful thoughts.
I would have seriously loved if someone like Chris Farley's stature and a woman just slow motion nude bungeed. That would have been entertaining.
I mean, especially with Chris Farley's voice, it's... like screaming.
We get to the date, and Hannah has on some Step Aunt purple eyeshadow and a silver dress. She's happier. Tyler pulls her away first, and he is the second or third one to wear this blue jacket. He lays it on thick, comparing her to an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah eats this up, and then she just mounts him in her silver dress. And again, I'm happy for her, because from what we learn about her, like, this is just an exploration and sort of learning experience that she's going through. Mm-hmm. I just don't want people, like, walking in. I think it's messed up when the producers let that happen. Because how else is she going to get to know these people? I mean, she has been dating them 4 weeks. And in a normal, out-of-the-show setting, they'd probably go on a few dates, who knows how many, and then that would just be normal. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, generally also, like, everybody has their own lives, so, like, be like, hey, let's meet up on Thursday. Oh, I can't do Thursday. How about we do that?
It's
like, because that's how fucking real life works.
Yeah, this setting this is just so, like, it's like having a play date. It's like, we're going to take you to your date, and we'll dress you up, and we'll feed you.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything, but like you said, when you add the real life, like, sometimes we would meet up for dates after a long day at work and be like, oh, I'm just tired. I just want to hang out with you on the couch.
Yeah.
And that's not what these people are doing.
No.
So it's really different.
They're doing naked bungee jumping.
Yes. Jed then plays her the piano. And I just think the show, I don't know if the show is self-aware to know the media shitstorm that's going on. And if they're, like, comedically having him show his music a lot in this episode of all episodes. Or if the timing was just perfect.
I don't know, but so everything of that was confirmed.
We're gonna, you know what? Okay, so before I saw that Good Morning America thing tomorrow and how cryptic they were about it, my mind immediately, like, broke it apart, and I was like, I have a feeling it's going to have to be Jet because of how crazy this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, no, here's the thing. They can't pick the new Bachelor or else that would spoil this whole season. So it has to be someone who we already know about. So I don't think they're releasing the new Bachelor's name. I don't think it's going to be anyone else. So we'll find out. But it's just weird. Even if the girlfriend thing isn't true, he still admitted for only being on the show at first for music.
Mm-hmm.
And was still allowed to stay, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, inevitably, like, something will come of it. But who knows? It could be 15 minutes. It could be 15 weeks. We don't know. Sorry, I have to click on it. So, yeah, I just think these have to be really emotionally confusing nights. Because let's say you're in this scenario and you really like someone and then you have to go interact with, like, 7 other people and you have to keep your energy up in the same way even if you know you're sending that person home. Like, that's got to be really tiring.
Yeah. Well, dating itself is pretty tiring. But then, of course, and this is, like, extreme dating. And forced.
Yeah, like, she's getting different colognes on her. And the other guys have to, like, pretend it doesn't bother them. I don't know. It's a very interesting experiment on these people. Luke talks to Hannah, and he has a drunk psycho look on his face. His pupils are fully...
Full dilated.
They are the whole... The whole surface area of his eyball right now.
I honestly thought he was on acid. When I saw his eyeballs, I was like, is he on... Oh, he does. No, he's just going crazy.
His eyes look like that acid meme. He asks Hannah if she's ever been cheated on, and we can tell where this conversation's going. He says he felt like that this morning when Garrett talked about their one-on-one. We think he's being dramatic. He shouldn't have chastised her like this. He shouldn't have made her feel like crap about, you know, threatening... I want you to meet my family. Like, if you feel as strongly about her, then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Go home. Go home. The group date Rose rightfully goes to Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Luke is pissed. He doesn't really... There are still a lot of people here. Like, it's not going to be him every time. His trend is to get called last at the Rose ceremony every week. That's all he's good at until we finally get rid of him. Then the one-on-one with Peter, they subtitle these people again. It's not even necessary. We know what they're saying. And then they show Hannah struggling to pronounce Peertz. I think that sometimes they are not on her side because they showcase these really embarrassing moments. Like when she didn't know the taxation without representation, they showed her.
Wait, when did that happen?
Oh, this was, okay. I think this was 2 or 3 weeks ago. She was in Rhode Island, and she was like, no representation without taxes. No taxes without a representative. No libation without preservation. And they showed, like, her defragmenting this, like, 10 times before someone finally just told her what it was.
I like the no libation without representation. That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's basically how I feel that happened. So, I just don't think that they warned Hannah and Peter that this woman was about to start singing in... Oh, this is going to sound so ignorant of me, speaking of that, but Latvian? Is that their language, or is the language different for Latvia?
I'm not sure what the name of their language is, but they're Latvians.
I will have to find that out. I'm not going to pretend like I know what it was, but they're Latvian. The woman is singing... in a foreign language, and it's really nice, but they thank her, and then she keeps going, so they weren't, like, prepared for this. It's awkward, kind of funny. And then she starts talking like nothing happened. It's like someone doing an opera and then being like, oh, hey, can I take your order? This is very abrupt. Hannah spanks Peter with the leaves, and I thought that was hilarious, because that's something I would do to you. Like, I don't know. I have an appreciation.
Spanking me with leaves?
I do. I have an appreciation for your bum. Peter. she does this to him, and the guy is like, no. Like, he's very uncomfortable, and I'm just like, live a little. Like, you're giving these couples a bonding experience massage. They're going to bond, okay?
Yeah.
Then they're standing crotch height to Hannah and Peter in this sauna, and this space age music is playing, and they have that bonding experience. And then Peter kind of like pushes her down while she's talking and starts making out with her, which she's okay with, but I just think the show...
She likes being forced.
Yeah, she likes that. That's all her. It's just that the show is really rude by just like constantly keeping the camera on it. Like, let her have her moment and then go show something else, because this girl's got a family and she's just...
One question as well. Also, who was it that put her up on the top of the pool table?
That was Peter.
That was Peter again? Wow, yeah. He likes forcing her into kissing him.
He really does. It's kind of gross. It's
pretty gross.
It's like, while I'm not a prude, I do have a sensor, and that was like the tiny little red light, the buoy light in my head was like, no, not okay this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to lean in for a kiss, but to, like,
he did like a push down thing, like, his hand, like, on her clavicle. It was not that's very weird. Nice. He could have maybe like nicely touched her arm or something. Whatever, it worked for them. And I just think the show should not be so aggressive with like zooming in and like elongating these scenes, because she is just trying to like get to know these guys. Kind of like how any of you would if you are physical with people and like them. And I just think that they could cut her a break, seriously. So, he says he wants to know everything about her at the dinner portion. They're in the jacuzzi, but he doesn't actually ask her. He just says they just agree that crazy keeps things fun. It doesn't.
No.
No. We have learned that the hard way. It does not. Peter now has on this blue jacket, and I'm going to have nightmares with this blue jacket just floating in midair. It's just going to be hanging there because I keep seeing it. He asks where her confidence comes from. This is a very generic question. Hannah asks how being a pilot has affected his dating life. He's honest with her. Finally gets real and says he hasn't fully put his guard down. And she says that a connection beyond physical is all that she can ask for. I feel like you can ask for more things from someone. Like...
Yeah, I mean, and more than just a connection.
Yeah, like honesty and stuff. Something. Yeah. And we get another flying reference. I should have drank, because this was like the fourth one. He says he's high on cloud nine. Hannah gives us another Forrest Gumpism. I like that Peter's a man. And he makes me feel like a woman.
Yep.
Tyler always comes in with these gems about how the guys need to trust Hannah. And then I remember he already has a rose. This is while the guys are kind of back at the house complaining. So Peter comes back. Jed leaves the room while Peter talks about his date. He goes to get his jacket on. Says it's hard to see her go on dates with other people. And I realize at this moment, production has given up the ability to say no. Because this used to not be a thing. They used to be like, sorry guys, the dates are over. You cannot go see the person. You cannot go see the host of the show. Yeah. Like, this is getting weird. So,
well, they know that it will, like, sow seeds of discontent.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're like, ooh, this will promote paranoia.
Yeah, because they talk about it. They're like, wait, you were in Hannah's room?
Yeah.
Ooh, tea.
Yep.
Yes. So he plans a scheme to go spend time with Hannah. He sings his Mr. Right song out of her room with his guitar. Hannah was probably in the room and was like, do I have to go out there? Like, it would be so funny if she just turned off the light and closed the blinds while he was playing. she invites him in.
We can only hope for that.
I know. She's just really impressed by this. He is trying to sell albums. He's trying to sell plays on Spotify, on Apple Music.
Yeah, I can see that.
On Napster. No, just kidding. Napster.
Oh, jeez.
Is dead. Napster's old.
It's been dead for a long, long time. You could have said LimeWire.
Do you remember Napster? Oh my god.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the originals. Oh man, I miss Napster. So, yeah, he's promoting his album basically.
Until your computer doesn't.
Huh?
So I guaranteed your computer doesn't miss Napster.
Oh, no. That was part of the reason my computer had viruses was Napster. Mm-hmm. And we just get a glimpse of what his Spotify playlist is probably like. He has a lyric, it's like, slide that dress up your thigh or something, and we're like, ooh, that's forward. For supposedly having a girlfriend.
You could have just threw that in.
Yeah. Improvisation.
Yeah.
Why are we getting the full-length version of this song? Like, I start to realize after a while, they are really, really showing this. I think the producers are trolling at this point. There's just no way.
It's time filler.
It's time filler, that's right. So, Hannah thinks it's nice. They make out with the cameras in the room. While that awkward romance music plays, I feel like it'd be funny if they did, like, metal or something instead. They whisper on the mic. Jed says he's falling in love with her. He looks at her, like, kind of begging her to say something back, and she doesn't, which is very on brand for them to not say anything back unless it's, like, hometowns or after. It's rare for them to drop the love bomb before that point. Mm-hmm. So then we get more Garrett and Luke beef. I just want them to let Hannah enjoy this week because she has cried every episode.
Yeah. Jesus.
Every episode. So Garrett has now taken the Zatarans out of the cabinet. It is his turn to stir the pot. And I'm wondering, where is Chris Harrison? This is his job. He needs to be stirring that pot.
He's the main chef.
That's right. He is in the kitchen right now running the line. And Garrett is the one. Garrett is on prep and he is stirring. So Hannah walks in unannounced again. I think this is just going to become a thing to get them to get the guys to get their shit together. She pulls Luke aside. I think if you have to do this even twice, that should be it. But this is like the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
It's like having a bad child. And I'm just wondering why this keeps happening. Hannah reads Luke his rights. Said it, she didn't appreciate being called or being likened to a bonehead who makes mistakes or makes boneheaded mistakes. Luke just cuts her off and is like, yeah, can I talk? And I just don't know how she isn't like extremely turned off by this.
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's frustrating. Like she said.
All I can say is, like, it's like, she is obviously fooled by the pretty face, if you would like to call it that.
Yeah. It's kind of too groomed.
It's pretty damn groomed.
Yeah. So he feels like the train he is on, he feels like the train is on the tracks, and Hannah does not agree. She says life is like a flip-flop, and we didn't even have to make that up. That was another Forrest Gumpism.
Yep.
That was very solid. Life is like a flip-flop. And he says he's sorry that he was misunderstood. That's not an apology. I think even, like, 10-year-olds know that. My mom made sure to drill that into me. Like, don't apologize if you're doing it backhandedly. Like, just say I'm sorry. And Luke eventually... Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
It was bad.
I'm sorry if I was the one that thought I was misunderstood.
It's like,
well... It was like, wait, is that a double negative? Like,
yeah. Just a lack of understanding completely. Luke blames Garrett for talking about his date. And Tyler calls him out. This scene just ends up with Luke, Tyler... And Garrett going back and forth, and Jed comes in out of nowhere. I've really never seen the guys be, like, babies to this degree. And then Chris finally comes in off the line to put his apron down and continue stirring this pot.
Mm-hmm.
The cocktail party is canceled again tonight. Hannah knows exactly what she wants to do, and it is going to include keeping Luke. So three in a row of these parties have been canceled at this point.
Right.
They are wasting... You know what? What if they don't have the budget to cater that? No, they do.
They have the budget.
They do. Okay, so Connor now is the one who has on the blue jacket, and this is the new salmon jacket. Like, this is everyone's jacket. This is the brotherhood of the traveling jacket.
Yep.
Hannah has on a green dress that I would actually wear. It's really nice. She says she thinks her husband's in the room. before she even calls the names, I know that Dylan and Dustin are going home. So, or Connor.
I was hoping it would be Luke.
We were hoping for Luke, but that's too realistic of us.
Yeah.
Like, that's way too pragmatic and, like, no.
Logical?
Logical, yeah. So, she calls Jed first, then Mike, then Connor. And they have this little podium, I notice, and I'm like, it would be funny if either someone fell off of it just mid-thing, or if they didn't have one, and the guys are all just standing around, or they're, like, legs spread in a chair, just, like, drinking, and she has to go, like, hand them to them in front of each other, and, like, step over them, be like, oh, sorry, not you, here it is. Then when she calls Luke, she looks at him like a Disney, like Hiccup looked at Toothless and was like, there's goodness inside of you.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It was, I don't know how to describe it other than just like this stupid display of like, I know I can change him.
Water on a gas fire.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, you're throwing water in an oil fire.
Oh, there we go. Oil fire. That's the one. So yeah, Tyler is pissed. Like, his face is, he's got that, like, that thing where you look at someone and they're so stupid, like, you can't help your
how
your
he does
mouth.
The tongue rolling the over tongue the lower, like, teeth.
Yes. I think that is one of the most primal human expressions of pissed offness. It's just like
you got shit stuck between his teeth.
You don't even have to be taught it. Like, I've done it before, looking someone in the eye. Like, it, you're very disappointed at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dylan and Dustin go home. I finally know their names now. Bye! I feel like they had to keep at least two people of color around for a few extra weeks to get their sponsorship money, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Diversity.
Hashtag diversity! Baby boy Peter gives a toast. I tune out at this point. Chris asks Hannah straight up what she likes about Luke. And she says she is either falling in love with him or she is crazy. I don't think there's any in between.
She's either falling in love with him or he's driving her completely crazy.
Yeah, I don't think she's crazy. Which, I think he is driving her crazy. Because her relationships with, like, Tyler and Peter and, dare I say, Jed seem to at least have something. But hers with Luke is just her constantly trying to change him.
Well, earlier in this episode, though, she admitted to Peter, she's like, I'm kind of crazy. And Peter's like, crazy's good. Crazy keeps it fun. And it's
Peter
like, no,
doesn't
no,
date
no,
crazy
it,
girls.
No. And it's like, no. She's crazy, crazy.
Peter
like,
would not know what to do.
And Luke's crazy, too. So what happens when crazy meets crazy? Got a crazed tornado.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get footage of next week. Garrett drops the L-bomb. I think he's gonna go home right after he does that. We get a repeat of the mulberry and navy blue jacket from Luke P. That he can't let anyone borrow it because he's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
The rest of these guys are not 5'8". So, we end this episode finally. Both of us are relieved. And Jed is playing some piano for the boys, and at first I'm like, oh, here we go again. But then Mike is like, take us to church. And I have a moment where I'm like, does Jed know what that means? And then he actually starts playing like some like church ragtime. That's what I always refer to it as. And this is the second or third blackest thing I've ever seen on the show. It really made me laugh. They start holy ghosting around the piano. And we notice that Tyler has on what are, like, women's jeggings, but, like, ankle jeggings with that blue jacket.
I'm pretty sure he stole those pants from Peter.
He stole them.
Because it's a 13-year-old's pants.
Peter's butt would not fit in those pants,
though. I don't know. I'm just saying Peter's 13 years old.
Now that you said that, I'm picturing Peter, like, with who, like... that makeup and like those hoopings and like those pants on, like, I don't know why'd you do that to me. Okay, so that's, yeah, that is where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some relationships are doing okay. Which ones do you think are the top two for her?
Realistically, realistically, or my hopes?
And your hopes, if they're different.
Considering I came into this game late, but I'm still, I've watched these past three episodes now. Since she is completely insane, I'm going to say Luke P. Yeah. Tyler.
Okay.
And Mike.
Mike. Okay.
Luke but P. Tyler. Sadly enough, she's probably not going to end up with Mike.
No, she won't. Mike will probably either end up on Bachelor in Paradise or as the new Bachelor or on Dancing with the Stars or doing something. There's a whole career trajectory that this show just spins off. So have fun, Mike. Good for you.
He's the only person so far that's actually kind of, like, came off as like an actual person, even though he does kind of play into the whole entire drama sometimes.
And it's the sweet talking.
And the sweet talking, good man. He lays it on thick. Yeah. He can put it in, like, lay it on there. But like he seems like the actual like an actual person as opposed to these other people who are just really trying their damnedest to become a person that, that will quote unquote win the show and marry Hannah, even though it'll probably last maybe like a year at the most.
That's what mostly happens.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Surprise. So yeah, that's what I think about it.
I think that she really likes Tyler. I realistically would prefer if she just picked Tyler because he seems to be genuinely into her. He likes philanthropies, like, genuinely. He doesn't just volunteer to get girls like Colton. No, I'm just kidding. Colton probably doesn't do that. But he seems genuine, and she really likes him. She also really likes Jed, which I don't get. So I feel like Tyler, Jed.
Alcohol syndrome.
I feel like Tyler, Jed, F.A.S. Jed, and Peter are her top three. That's what I feel like. I feel like Luke, I think Luke is gonna make it to top four or five. I'm not too sure. I don't want that. I just know that that's the only thing they can do to keep this, like, a drama, a ratings cow.
Right, but, so wait, how many people are there right now?
There are, let's go to the list. Okay, so Jed, Mike, Connor, Tyler, Peter, and Luke. So there's six of them.
Okay, well, whenever the show was over, there was one point where somebody said, there's five of us now.
Oh, yeah, so that means one of those guys went home in the on their one-on-one, I think.
Yeah.
That might have been, oh, I actually don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And
all right.
So I don't know what's going to happen because there's somebody who's going to get kicked off before they start handing out the roses.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, this Good Morning America. Sorry, I know that's loud. It'll be on tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time.
Yeah.
Okay, but no. I will try to see what's going on with that other than the upcoming special. I'm all good on this episode. It was better than last week. We at least got somewhere with some of these people.
Yeah, they didn't recap the whole entire episode all over again.
Oh, that was dreadful. That was disrespectful. Yeah. All right. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, but it seems that I'm paying more and more attention to all these little details, and it's annoying because I don't care about any of this stuff, but
it's like
can't
you don't
stop watching the train wreck.
It's a train wreck, thank you. It is like a flaming car crash, not one that anyone gets hurt in. It's just one where, you know, so someone pushed their car down a hill, like Fast and the Furious style, and lit it on fire, and we're just standing there looking at the aluminum burn. Like, it's fascinating.
Oh yeah, that fire is reaching that tank quickly.
It is. Ooh, it's Michael Bay explosions. Mm-hmm. Well, that is where we are with this week. We will check out next week to see where this goes. Hopefully people get sent home that need to go home. We'll finally see the big blow up about Luke questioning Hannah's character. Not cool, Luke. Not cool.
barely keeping his head above water.
Barely. I mean, he is a shark after all.
Oh, yeah.
All right. A shark who shits pants. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us if you're still here. And we will see you next week. Or Bye. You'll hear us next week. Bye. Bye. Spizzing on these hoes.